Alan, your thoughts on the match today, please?
We're ecstatic to win. Obviously, we've lost the last few games, so we weren't very, very happy with our performances and our results the last few games. I think this week we really, really worked very, very hard in training. And obviously, a good performance today and a great result. We made it a little scary for ourselves at the end, but at the end, it doesn't matter. We got the 3 points.
So what did you do differently to prepare this past week to help break out of that four-game winless streak?
Good question. We were actually very, very critical with the players this week. We weren't happy. We broke all of their games down. We asked them to step up to the plate, and obviously they responded in a very, very positive way. We focused on how we want to play when we're in possession, but we also focused on out of possession, working incredibly hard to shut the opposition down. And give Portland credit. They're a very, very good team. A lot of MLS players in their group today. They showed a lot of character to come back, and thankfully we hung on for the result.
Spencer Rishi, strong game in there for you. Thoughts on his performance?
Yeah, amazing performance by Spence. Obviously, I'd say two almost world-class saves, one in the first half, one in the second half. Those are the differences as keepers. If you want to win a game for your team, that's what you have to do. And Spencer did it today. A lot of, obviously, personal motivation for him. He's from the Cascadia region. Every time we play against Seattle, where he's from, or Portland, he's going to be excited to play in those games. A lot of the guys that he played college soccer with play for the Timbers. So, obviously, a nice personal victory for him today.
Him and Marco have been splitting a lot of time. Is that the plan for the rest of the season, or are you looking for one guy to kind of take the reins?
We have confidence in both of them. They're both excellent young goalkeepers. We have been splitting both of them. Spence played today, and Spence will play next week. Marco is off to go play in the Academy playoffs, so he'll get some good quality games there playing for the residency team. So Spence will play next week, and we'll regroup when they both come back. We'll analyze how Spence is doing, well, as Marco is doing, and we'll continue to give both of them opportunities. They both work very, very hard in training, and they both deserve the chances they're getting.
Caleb Clark just cramping up, or is there something more with that?
I haven't checked in with the medical guys just yet, but it looked like he was just cramping up, and it looked like actually Brett Levi's was cramping up too. It's obviously an incredible hot day. Playing on the turf too doesn't help, but hopefully they're both fine, and we get them back for next week.
Alan, any extra significance in defeating a Cascadia rival like the Timbers?
Yeah, huge. I'm excited. I think we weren't happy the last few weeks not winning a game, obviously, but to come back and bounce back and beat one of our rivals is very, very sweet. So, we're ecstatic. We're happy, and hopefully we can build on it.
And how do you deal with that as a coach when you get mired in a winless streak like that? How do you approach that from maybe a mental side? How do the coaches and the players deal with that sort of challenge?
We're all professionals, so it's obviously we go week by week. We got ready for Portland. We'll switch it off. We'll enjoy it tonight, and we'll come back and get ready for Orange County next week. We don't think too far ahead, and we don't look too far back. It's what's happened in the past is done. You assess it, you make the necessary adjustments, and you move forward and get ready for the next game. So the old saying, you don't get too high with the highs and too low with the lows, is directly applicable to this business. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.